This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Joining us in the next segment will be Paul Craig Roberts. We're going to be talking about recent developments in the economy as well as the buildup in tensions that may lead to a third world war, at least to a much, much revived Cold War, as we've already seen. And of course, that involves the manipulation of the price of oil. It also involves the Congress, Boehner, and the Democrats signing us up to insure the derivatives of the large banks. That's a big part of this. Now, another aspect of betrayal, I believe, of this budget can be seen in pensions. Now, of course, there's a lot of different ways that people can get their pensions. We have Social Security, who a lot of people think of as their pension. Well, guess what they did? They just allow, with this open border amnesty program, incentivizing illegal immigration, they allow those illegal immigrants will be allowed to get Social Security benefits. That's one of the things that we're going to see happen there. Social Security was already insolvent before we opened our borders to the world and told everybody they can come to America and retire at our expense or come with disability and get the entitlement programs here as if they had been a citizen of this country. Of course, you can't sustain that. That's the exact purpose of this open amnesty. But, of course, there's another government pension program, and that's the one that they give to employees, to teachers, to cops. Those are known as unfunded liabilities. We've seen this happening for a long time. I saw that explained once by a think tank that was trying to convince the Illinois Teachers Union to adopt a private pension plan. And what they had was a large trash can, and they were dumping dollar bills into it. And they said, this is what your pension plan looks like right now that's under the government. And then the same guy that had the trash can starts walking out and reaching his hand in and throwing fistfuls of money out into the audience. And he goes, but of course, this money, you can't see how much is in there. You can't see if it's actually earmarked for you because it's not. And of course, it's being given away by the government as he throws this money by the fistful into the audience. He said, what we're proposing is that you have a private pension plan that looks something like this. And he holds a transparent glass and he sticks a dollar bill in it. He goes, this is yours. This is attached to you. And you can see exactly how much is in it. Well, the problem is that we've had that. In terms of private pensions, we see that many people who've worked for corporations for 20, 30 years, they had an agreement. They knew exactly what was in their pension plan. That was always sacrosanct. You could not touch that under bankruptcy, under any other circumstances. It was set. Now, the Boehner budget has attacked that. They're going to allow those corporations, people who have made private commitments to workers for their retirement, they're going to allow them to come in and restructure that. And that means that they're not that far away from bail-ins either, the other form of a private pension where you take your money and you put it into some kind of an investment or an IRA. They're going to come after that as well. So there's the four. You think any of those are secure? Not a single one of those are secure. And it really underscores, I think, the drastic decline in standard of living here in America. When you look at how these companies are trying to make the case that they need to have relief from these pension commitments, from these liabilities on their balance sheet, they need to have the ability to restructure those deals. In other words, to cut your benefits. Think about somebody that's worked for 30 years, is about to retire with some large corporation, if that even happens anymore. Most people are fired before that happens. But think about that kind of commitment that they made, let's say, 30 years ago. If you look at the inflation calculator to see what the purchasing power of the dollar is, that means that if you were to buy something in 1984 for $20, today you would pay $45.70 for that. In other words, it's been a 128% increase in the price of things. Or, looking at it another way, the dollar has lost that much purchasing power, about half of its purchasing power, whatever. So they're now going to not be able to pay you back those commitments that they made 30 years ago. They're not going to be able to pay that back with devalued dollars. That's the ropes that the American economy is on. That's how desperate things have gotten. Stay with us. Be right back with Paul Craig Roberts.
Of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield Nason Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, December 15th, 2014. Joining us now is Paul Craig Roberts. But before I go to him and talk about what's happening to the world in terms of economics, in terms of lurching towards war, I want to let you know that for the first time we've had X2, Survival Shield X2, on sale. It's the first time we've ever had it on sale. And that sale is 17% off plus free shipping. So normally it's $29.99. You now get it for $24.99 plus with the free shipping. Without free shipping, you would have paid $38 for it. So now you're getting it for $24.99. This is a sale that's only going to run through next Monday. If you order it now, within the next 2 days, you get guaranteed delivery by Christmas. And again, that's Survival Shield X2, available at InfoWarsLife.com, on sale for just the next week. Now, joining us is Paul Craig Roberts, and of course, he was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration. He was famous as the co-founder of Reaganomics, an author of many books, eight different books, a PhD from Georgia Institute of Technology, University of Virginia. And I wanted to ask him, Dr. Roberts, thank you for joining us. I wanted to ask you
about what's going on, your take on oil. It looks to me like it has got multiple aspects of it, not only attacking our domestic energy production, but also a knife aimed straight at the jugular of Putin and Russia, would you say?
David, I don't really know. All I know for a fact, if news reports are correct, and you never know if that's true either, that the OPEC, or the Saudis primarily, normally when you have a recession and the demand for oil drops and the price starts going down, in the past the Saudis restrict their output. They cut back the production in order to reduce the fall in the price. So they protect the price by restricting output when the demand falls. That's their normal behavior. This time, this is not happening. Apparently, if news reports are correct, but of course I'm not connected to the oil industry and have no independent information about it. So if news reports are correct for the first time or for an unusual incident, the Saudis are not restricting output as the demand falls, and so the price is going down. Now, the effect of this, of course, is devastating for the American fracking industry. You might remember that in order to get fracking underway and give fracking companies the ability to override community concerns, homeowner concerns, to override people's concerns with surface water and groundwater, the industry promised 100 years of energy independence. In other words, they created this impression that the United States would no longer have any imported energy, that we would have a century of our own energy. And by making these kinds of claims and establishing this kind of attitude, they were able to override the real objections to fracking. Now, that all of that fracking started with a much higher oil price. The price falls down like it does. This industry, it doesn't pay the cost are higher than the price. And so you could look at this as the Saudis were taken in by this propaganda. I've seen various reports from people who claim to be experts that at best there was 20 years from fracking, not 100. Now, maybe the Saudis were taken in. They didn't want to lose their market, so they're just driving these companies into the ground. That's one explanation. Another explanation that people advance is that we've hired the Saudis to put the pressure on Russian revenues by driving down the price of oil, because the Russian economy is dependent in some ways on the sale of oil. And so the price of oil is driven down. And generally, all energy prices tend to move together, so maybe it also hurts their sales of natural gas. And so this is seen as an effort of the United States to hurt Russia's ability to resist the various U.S., NATO, EU pressures. I don't know what the answer is. The only fact we know is that for some reason the Saudis are not restricting output in order to protect the price.
Well, let's look at what is going to come, regardless of what the motivations were on this. Let's look at some of the immediate practical considerations that are going to come under fire here. As I talked about earlier, we've got this report from David Stockman's Contra Corner. Says, here comes Wall Street's latest toxic waste. He says, oil-linked notes will blow up under $80, many of them. And so are you concerned about the derivatives market that's attached to oil prices?
Yes, a lot of people are. Not just David. I think that is a possible explosive event for the banks, and it could be the reason that I think it's the Citibank chairman that's been pressing to overcome the part of the replacement legislation for Glass-Steagall if they can get that repeal, it lets them have access to depositors' accounts in the event there are derivative problems.
Yes.
So that could be one of the reasons that the Citibank chairman is pressing to overturn this legislation, because the legislation, I think, requires them to move their derivative stuff into subsidiaries and get it off the entity that holds the consumer deposits.
That's correct. Well, Dodd-Frank, they were supposed to separate out those speculative investments away from their core banking business, which would be insured by FDIC deposits. And we've seen a lot of heavy lobbying by Diamond as well as by Citibank to get this in. And it looks like they got what they wanted. That's part of the budget deal that got rammed through by Boehner. And, of course, it's alienated even a lot of the Democrat base. They essentially have alienated their voters by giving this massive gift to the bankers, telling them we'll underwrite and insure your risky investments using the U.S. taxpayer.
So Elizabeth Warren wasn't able to block it. I know she was trying to block it.
Yeah, I think it's. I think the deal has gone through. I believe anyway. The that's what they're trying to do. And whether that's
gone through or not is an indication that they themselves are worried about the oil derivatives. But there are all sorts of other derivatives.
Oh yeah,
any of them could blow up. And so what we see again is that three or four banks control the economic policy of the United States, and it control the fate of all the rest of us.
Yeah, that's very true. We were talking about this in the last hour. This Michael Schneider went through and looked at how bad the week was last week in terms of economic metrics. And he pointed out the similarities to 2008. First, we had an oil crash, then we had a commodities crash, then we had junk bonds crashing, and then we had the stock market crashing. So all it takes when you've got this this derivatives market that now, by some people's estimate, is over $250 billion worldwide, when you've got an economy that is only worldwide GDP is only about, what, $60 trillion or whatever, when you've got that much speculation out there, that large derivatives market, that it just takes one part of it to explode, and that can essentially kind of create an economic avalanche, can't it?
That's right. And remember now, the recession in at the end of 2007, this was caused by the exploding fraudulent financial instruments.
Yes.
This time around, it may be that a recession itself causes the financial instruments to explode.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's every indication that not only has there never been a recovery, the recovery is an illusion created by understating inflation, overstating GDP growth, overstating jobs, not counting discouraged workers as unemployed. The whole thing is an illusion, and it's shot to pieces by the facts. For example, the Federal Reserve has just done a survey, and they found that half of 25-year-olds are back at home living with parents.
Mm-hmm.
They're either unemployed or the jobs they have are not sufficient to pay rent.
Yeah, and I think that the fantasy that we have recovered economically from 2008, I think that's really underscored by what happened with the pension plans and the fact that Democrats and Republicans told us in this budget bill that they're going to give corporations the ability to renegotiate their pension commitments. That's something that has always in the past been sacrosanct. And when you look at the fact that private companies who have made these pension commitments decades ago would now be paying them back with much cheaper dollars, the purchasing power has been eroded by the Federal Reserve, they're not even able to make that. What does that tell us?
Right. Of course, the theft of pensions goes back a long time. I think it started when Eastern Airlines was taken over.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name. And of course, they're already cutting back and reducing all the municipal workers' pensions.
Yeah, exactly. Government pensions have another, they go by another name, and that's called unfunded mandates, isn't it?
Government. They're all, I don't think, and they're doing the same thing as Social Security.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And of course, bringing people in with the open borders, that's one thing that's really going to kill Social Security. We're going to be right back. We've got to go to break, Dr. Roberts. We're going to be right back with Paul Craig Roberts. Stay with us.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey, everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer's really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we have on the phone with us Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, one of the co-founders of Reaganomics, economist and author, and we're talking to him about what the outlook is. And I guess maybe Dr. Roberts, we're coming to the end of the year. I'd like to kind of get your general forecast as to what lays ahead on your most recent essay on your site, paulcraigroberts.org. There's an article on the brink of war and economic collapse. And you say, on occasion, a reader will ask if I can give readers some good news. The answer is not unless I lie to you, like your government and the mainstream media do. So what's the bad news for next year?
Well, you know, David, let's cut to the chase. Everything is based on lies. The economy is based on lies. And we now see both houses of Congress have passed resolutions that set the basis for Washington fighting the Russians to the death of the last Ukrainian soldier. We're clearly going to arm the Ukrainians and hope that they are involved in war with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Because this would greatly embarrass Russia, who obviously would win the war and would be designated the aggressor. And this would be used to further isolate Russia from Europe. So this is pretty much predictable given the two resolutions from the House and the Senate. I think the Senate vote was unanimous and the House vote was 411-10. So we see out of the entirety of the Congress, which I think is some 535 people, the Americans people succeeded in electing 10 intelligent people.
And that many? So, I mean, that's pretty optimistic.
So much for democracy. Yeah. Now for the economy, as we were saying, when you have half of 25-year-olds, these are, for the most part, I think, college-educated, having to live at home because they can't get employment, and you've got 30% of 30-year-olds living at home in their former childhood rooms with their parents, then clearly there's no economy. There's just no economy.
That's right. That's right. Nobody's able to create any wealth in their personal life.
And when you've spent two decades moving the American economy offshore so that shareholders could enjoy the capital gains from the higher profits from the lower labor costs, and the executives of the corporations can enjoy multi-million-dollar bonuses from the higher profits from the lower labor costs and move the jobs offshore, there's no economy here.
Yeah.
And so we have a massive trade deficit that can't possibly be closed. And so the whole house of cards is standing on the dollar.
On the petrodollar, and I think that's a key thing too that we see as they as they're moving to as we see the price of oil plummeting. As many people believe, it's Saudi Arabia that is, as you point out earlier, they declined to cut production as prices dropped. So they're basically feeding into this decline. And the petrodollar is really one of the few things that we've got here, this fantasy that we've pushed on to the entire world, the petrodollar. And, of course, Putin is pushing with China and with India to try to go around the petrodollar. Once they do that, that's going to have tremendous impact for our standard of living, isn't it?
Yes, it's not just the petrodollar. It's the use of the dollar as world reserve currency. Mm-hmm. It has many other uses.
Right, right. But that's kind of the core of its reserve currency aspect. And, of course, as we talked about earlier, this is setting off a massive collapse of the derivatives market, which could cascade into the commodities, the stock markets, and that sort of thing, just as the Congress signs us up yet again to ensure the big bankers' speculations in the derivatives market.
Well, if they grab everybody's bank deposits and everybody's pensions and mm-hmm. so forth, the population here will starve. They won't have any money.
Yeah.
And so if they do that, they will provoke amazing social unrest, and as half the country is armed, the whole thing will blow up in their face. So I don't really know how stupid and foolish they will be.
There's kind of an interesting little side story that came up last week where they were sending out $200,000 worth of emergency kits to managers at the seven or eight largest banks. They were kind of little $50 prepper kits. I don't know that would have any practical value whatsoever, that small of amount of prepping, but I think it kind of showed their concern, don't you?
I didn't know what to make of that, whether that was a joke or what, because
exactly.
In space, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Roberts. That's paulcraigroberts.org. Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure as always.
Thank you. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
When the night has come.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson in the next hour. We're going to talk about this attack that happened in Sydney. Who's behind it? How is it going to be used? We're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson from the UK about that. I'm going to take your calls here in just a moment. Let me give you that number. It's 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If you want to weigh in on what we've been talking about today, of course, most of it has been about what Boehner and the GOP Republicans, along with the Democrats, of course, have just foisted upon the American public, essentially opening the doors for attacks on pension plans, boosting the contribution limits that they've had before, the caps, boosting those by a factor of 10. And then, of course, signing the American taxpayer up as the insurer of bank speculations at the same time that we see this collapse in the oil industry, as well as the oil derivatives that are attached to that collapse. What is that going to mean? We've been talking about that with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. So if you want to comment on that or on the massive protests that were held this last weekend about police brutality or about torture and the fact that no one is ever held accountable, we can talk about any of that. If you want to call, again, that number is 800-259-9231. Now, before we go to your calls, I want to point out that we have the first ever sale for X2. It's going to be on sale for the next week up through next Monday. And you get 17% off plus free shipping. With shipping, you would have paid up to $38 a barrel. I'm talking about oil. No, we're talking about X2, iodine, survival shield. You would have paid up to $38 per bottle. Now you can get it for $24.99 with this sale up through next Monday. That's free shipping. And, of course, if you order it within the next 2 days, you will get it by Christmas guaranteed. Now, talking about Christmas, there was an interesting story that was up on the Drudge Report today about a Cambridge school removing Santa Claus from their winter concert. Notice that headline? Santa Claus, winter concert, it's not Jesus, it's not a Christmas concert, it's Santa Claus. But even Santa Claus is now politically incorrect. So Santa gets sacked. There you go. And this is because of the complaint of one person. One person. They say traditionally they have a concert, a winter concert, I imagine, that is closed with Santa running through the aisle. And they said the decision to remove him was based on the complaint of one person. Now, there's nothing Christian about Santa Claus, okay? Nothing at all Christian about Santa Claus. And a Muslim pointed this out. One of the people they talked to was Muhammad Hassan. I'm presuming he's a Muslim. They didn't identify him as that, I'm assuming by his name. But he says he doesn't look at Santa Claus as a religious symbol. He said, kids like that. It's fun for kids. It's good, said Hassan. But see, the political correctness and the tyranny of the minority is so bad that you can't even have Santa at a winter concert anymore. Now, in a related note, on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I haven't watched that for years. We basically don't have access to broadcast television. We just watch stuff and on the internet as we see fit, and I was looking at the photographs from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and look at what the balloons look like. And there was as you can see it right there, if you're looking at our video feed, you can see the elf on the shelf. And I looked at that and I was like, what in the world is that? I didn't know this character. Evidently, he's been around for about 10 years. My kids are older, so we didn't know anything about it. But they had this hunched over elf on a shelf in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I mean, he looked like he was trying to do something with a squatty potty, but this is based on a book, in case you don't know, in case you're like me, you got older children, whatever, you don't know what happened with this. In the mid-2000s, somebody came out with a book, and they self-published it. They came out with a toy, and the idea is that you've got an elf who's playing a game of hide-and-seek with the children. And he looks for different spots around the house, and so you hide the elf around the house in different places, and he comes with a thing, please do not touch me, my magic might go, and Santa won't hear all that I've seen or know. In other words, this guy is this elf on a shelf is a spy for your kids. So you're going to let Santa spy on you, is the message, I think, for your kids. You let Santa spy on you, you're going to be rewarded. And it reminded me of this essay that was done years ago by P.J. O'Rourke, where he said, Democrats are like Santa Claus and Republicans are like God. And, of course, he's playing it out that, you know, Democrats just want to bestow gifts on you and everything. Republicans want to tell you what to do in terms of your life, you know, what you can do in this area of your life, what you can do in that area of life. But the bottom line is that, yeah, government does portray itself, certainly in the welfare state, as Santa Claus. But here's a situation where you let Santa spy on you. And, of course, this has been around for a long time. You know, as if you were good boy, little, or a bad girl, or whatever, you know, he's going to give you presents or whatever. But to me, this is just another example. And I got to say, we never lied to our kids. I think that's a very bad thing to do to your kids, basically to lie to them about things like Santa Claus and elves. I think that you're starting out that relationship in a very bad way. Your children need to trust you. They need to know that you're telling them the truth. You're presenting them and shaping them with a view of the world. And you ought to give them a view of the world that is as true as you understand it to be. And so we never got into the whole Santa Claus thing or whatever. But I think when I saw this, it just struck me as totally creepy and kind of a predictive programming for the police state. I don't know. The elf on the shelf. It's kind of crazy. Let's go to your calls right now. Let's go to Aaron in Montana. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yes, Dave. How you doing?
Doing good. You said you wanted to talk about Sydney?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, my question is this. Didn't they already have an incident, Port Arthur, in like the 90s?
Yeah. Wasn't that the basis for gun control? Or?
Well, yeah, but didn't they also have like a foreign person in that was the shooter was like a foreign person, and then they only shot the tourists, so then the locals didn't really see the aftermath?
Yeah. I don't remember that story that well. Paul is going to be on to talk to us about the specifics of this particular incident. Of course, he can pull that in. And of course, they have a lot of very careful gun control registration in Australia, don't they?
Well, yeah, they do. And that's another thing I'm worried or wondering about is why is their police look like a military force, especially when they have an unarmed citizenry?
Mm-hmm. In Australia, talking about.
Exactly.
Well, I think everybody is pretty much following the lead of the United States in terms of not only the militarization of the police, but as we pointed out earlier in the program, even in Japan, it looks like it's, if you read between the lines from what the Prime Minister there, Abe, said, he said they have to punish whistleblowers and government with 10 years in prison, journalists with 5 years in prison, so that they could have access to the information from their ally, the U.S. government. It looks to me like it's the U.S. government that is pushing that kind of attack on the press, that kind of a closed society, and everything we do in America now is closed. The mother of that young boy, that 12-year-old boy that was shot holding a BB gun, she said, "You're not James Bond. You don't have a license to kill." Well, they view themselves as having a license to kill, and they view themselves as operating on as the keepers of some kind of secret intelligence, that they know something you don't know. And I see that attitude pervasive, not just in the police, but I see it in every government department that we try to talk to, whether it's local or whether it's state, and certainly with the feds. You can't get any information out of anybody. No one will be forthcoming and transparent with you. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about with Australia, John?
No, that's pretty much
okay.
It. I'm just curious the fact that their citizens don't have guns, so why does their police need to look like an occupying military force? That just is really...
Well, we all know the answer to that is because the government wants to intimidate its citizens and have them do whatever they want. I mean, we go back and look at this torture report. Some of the stuff there was just designed to humiliate people, the same way the TSA is designed to humiliate people. You take people's dignity, you can take their freedom. You take their freedom, you can take their life. That's the progression. That's what the psychologists understand. It was B.F. Skinner that pointed out in his book, Beyond Freedom and Dignity, he thought that those were outmoded ideas that we needed to get rid of, and we needed to treat people as if they were simply dolphins or dogs so that we could reward and treat with positive operant conditioning. You do this, and you get a treat. You let me humiliate you and touch you, you get to get on the plane and fly. That's the way this works, and that's what they're doing to people. Let's go to, thank you, John. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike?
Hi, David. How are you?
Hi. Doing good. Go ahead.
Well, basically, I just wanted to comment on that clip you guys played earlier about the police officer making that comment about the MRAPs. That's horrifying. Okay? I mean, if every American citizen isn't supposed to believe in the Constitution, which is why we're all Americans here in this country, okay, I mean, what the hell are we supposed to be following?
I mean, yeah, it is, isn't it? Isn't that amazing that somebody, I mean, look, they take an oath to the Constitution. If they don't even understand what the Constitution is about, why would you take an oath to something and then criticize people who take it seriously, who you call constitutionalists? That is how perverted the training has become, and that's being driven out of Washington, D.C. That's coming from Homeland Security. It's coming from the FBI. It's also coming from the war games that we see being done by the military where they're training. I mean, Joe Biggs and I went to AP Hill. We walked through the area there. You could see how they're training for warfare against the American people. And, of course, they have other facilities. They have a facility at Camp Lejeune where it's a more urban, rather a more rural environment. The one in AP Hill was a more urban environment. That's what they're training for.
Let me ask you, too. I mean, do we have the name of that police officer or that made that comment or?
I've got the article here. Do we have the name of that police officer, guys? I think we do. I think we do. It's in Spokane, nevertheless. But we tried to contact the Mikhail Phelan, who wrote the article. Someone sent us the video clip. He wrote the article. He tried to contact the police chief. They did not have any comments, but we did get a comment from someone who's there in state government in Washington, in Spokane. And it truly is outrageous. I agree with you. Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Wayne in Texas. Wayne?
Yeah, David, I think you're saying it's possibly just another false flag. I was watching it this morning, and you see the cops come out after the hostage. You know, okay, if the cops in there, why didn't they do the flashbang thing while they were in there? And then in another little video, it looked like another cop came out another door. So I think this is Australia's indoctrination into the police state.
Well, certainly it looks like they're going to try to spin this into ISIS, even though this man who was the presumed hostage taker had no connections to ISIS or al-Nusra. Nevertheless, we've got a former CIA chief. We have this article up on Infowars.com says ISIS is going to attack the U.S. soon. So that's it. They're trying to make that connection. And, you know, most Americans are going to look at this and they're going to say, yeah, that's right. We need to declare war on somebody in the Middle East and let's go get these guys. And they're not going to make the distinction as to whether or not this guy was a lone shooter. They're going to instantly identify him with ISIS or al-Nusra in their minds, and then they're going to justify going to war. That's why you have these types of things. But that certainly is how it's going to be used. Thank you, Wayne. Let's go to Tim in Tennessee. Tim?
Hi.
Hey, go ahead.
I just wanted to say this nonsense about the Republicans taking over again, and all of a sudden, I'm 59 years old, and the same thing has been going on, Democrat, Republican. And one's going to fix what the other one is going to fix it, and it's never going to change. But besides that, my thing is, I want to know when somebody's going to come out and start saying it like it is. These people, like, all right, perfect example, Obama, right? When he traded that guy Bergdahl for four people in Guantanamo Bay, that was a felony. How come he wasn't indicted?
Oh, yeah.
Is it he can't get indicted because he's president or something? And all the people that go along with him, isn't that conspiracy if they go along with a crime?
Absolutely.
So I'm wondering why the people who supposedly thought we the people aren't coming out and saying these people should be indicted, held accountable, and if prison time is due after they get convicted, because they will be convicted, these people are just out of control.
Well, the problem is that the Republicans, I don't believe, really want to constrain anybody's power because they just want to get the levers of power. That's the underlying problem with all of this, and that's the corruption. When you look at what just happened with the budget bill, when you look at the fact that they ran on shutting down Obamacare, on turning back amnesty, which is not even an executive order. I mean, it was just a decree from Obama. We have later on the week, we're going to have Jerome Corsi on again. We had him a couple of weeks ago when he looked at the actual record and saw that Obama never filed any order. He didn't sign anything. He signed a couple of orders in front of the press and said he was signing an amnesty order, and yet he didn't. He didn't sign anything. He didn't file anything. He's just pronouncing it. And, of course, the real issue here, what they're really trying to get out in front of people, is the message to people all over the world that anyone can come here and live off of the American state. That's the real message. They want to incentivize illegal, uncontrolled, open immigration. And it's a way to take this country down. And, of course, the Republicans don't want to push back against that because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and big business wants to have open borders. They want to have competition at the bottom end of the wage scale. So they're not going to do anything to prosecute this. There's issue after issue after issue. They could have taken Obama to court. They could have impeached him. They could have jailed people who were underneath him, but they don't prosecute any of these issues because they want to keep the power. Thank you so much, Tim, in Tennessee. Let's go to Robin in Oklahoma. Robin.
David, I just wanted to make a statement about the assassin called abortionist in War Acres, Oklahoma. There's a picture on the Facebook page of the abolitionist website, the Facebook page, that shows the exact same police officer arresting Naresh Patel, the same one arrested pro-lifers abolitionists last year. So this lesser magistrate can be on both sides of the law. They were not breaking the law at all, but the same police officer arrested both sides.
Wow. Wow. So the picture that you see of course, he's been arrested before. He's been charged several times, and he keeps getting away with it, kind of like the CIA, doesn't he?
Well,
almost looks like they want that to happen.
It's only when he wasn't killing babies is when he was arrested. This is where we are in our country.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, very, very ironic, isn't it? But, of course, he was exposing the women there to something that was very dangerous. And they were not even pregnant, but he was telling them that they were pregnant and giving them RU486, as we pointed out earlier in the show, that can cause hemorrhaging. It can be very dangerous. That's why we had the bill that was passed here in Texas that said that made qualifications for abortion clinics that they had to be able to handle complications. And there was a big kickback on that. It didn't work too well for Wendy Davis. That's what she based her entire political career on, and she was defeated by Greg Abbott. We're going to be right back taking your calls. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, December 15th, 2014. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us in the next hour to talk about this development in Sydney, Australia. We had a captive situation there. Australian hostages have been freed there. He's going to update us on the details of that as well as looking at what's behind it. Reports have come out that the man responsible for taking Australian hostages is an Iranian mystic. That's an article up on Infowars.com from Kurt Nimmo. He is not ISIS. He is not al-Nusra. He's not al-Qaeda. But, of course, it's going to be used for that, I believe. The former CIA chief says that ISIS will attack the U.S. soon. That's an article up by Kit Daniels on Infowars.com. So we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson in the next hour, get his take on what he believes happened there, as well as how that is going to be used. But right now we're taking your calls before he joins us. And let's go to John in Oklahoma. John, you want to talk about Australia?
Yes, I do. First, let me ask, there was a news item last week on Tuesday, I think it was, on The Blaze, about some mayor here in the United States. I didn't catch that early, first couple of sentences of his message, that he believes that owning weapons is a mental illness. And he sent out his police force door-to-door to houses and apartments asking the residents there if they had guns, and if so, would they please turn them in?
Hmm. Now, well, that's essentially what we heard from that that deputy in Spokane, Washington, that they needed those MRAPs because they had constitutionalists out there with weapons and lots of ammunition.
Australia.
That's what they're training for. What's that?
I lived down in Australia for a year, but that's been several years ago. Mm-hmm. I've been corresponding with a woman from 2009 until today, and she told me in 2009 they had a terrible drought down there. And at that time, there was a very suspected roaring fire, you know what I mean, a brush fire.
Yes.
The flames were four stories tall. They were traveling at 60 miles an hour. They burned out five towns just north of Melbourne, killing well over 200 Australians. They were looking for two Middle East men who were in that area prior to the fire breaking out. Those men later were seen leaving on aircraft out of the country under false passports that were provided by their embassies. Mm. And there were three more they were seeking, and they think they disappeared by some ship that was brought to the coast and then took them away quietly that way. And
well, that underscores why we always need to look carefully at any of these incidents to make sure that we're not being goaded into a war with somebody that is not really a threat to us, because false flags, whether they're Reichstag fires or whether they're outback wildfires, can always be used to pump up the population to go attack somebody else at the will that our government wants to go fight for whatever reason.
Told me that there's a tremendous public backlash against allowing Middle East Muslims and these refugees from Indonesia coming in who are basically living off welfare with large families. And the Muslims are all campaigning to get a Sharia law parallel legal system for themselves, first in Perth in Western Australia and then later in Victoria and New South Wales. So,
well, that's what they're doing worldwide. That's what they're doing in Western Europe. That's what they're doing in North America. I'm not surprised to see them doing it in Australia. It's a divide-and-conquer strategy where they will bring in disparate groups that are going to compete against each other and then also utilize the welfare state in a flowered and piven strategy. That was something that these political scientists put forth back in the 1960s, saying we're going to set up an entitlement state, and then we're going to flood it and collapse the economy. That's what they're looking for. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. We'll take a couple more of your calls in the first segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.